Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Today, we're going to concentrate on what on earth is happening in the world today. All we do is see terrorist attacks, police attacks, mob attacks, and we've had so many that people are getting terrorist attack fatigue. And the television stations cover it wall to wall, and they're losing money big time because they're not playing any of the commercials. There have been terrorist attacks in Pakistan, in Iraq, in Turkey, in France, in Belgium, again in France. We've had the ones in the United States, terrorist attack in San Bernardino, Orlando, Florida, just recently the killing of policemen. And now it looks like that there are going to be gangs and mobs wanting to start a race war. What on earth is happening? Well, did you know that this was prophesied in the Bible nearly 3,000 years ago? So let's come to Daniel, the 12th chapter, and let's see one very important verse, and then we will see that this is absolutely true. Daniel 12 and verse 4. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And that increased means multiplied and multiplied and multiplied over and over again. Question: have we improved? Well, you go back and read in the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis that Cain killed Abel. Murder. Have we improved? Or is it not much the same? Now, we're going to see some astounding things from the Bible, because the Bible foretold these times. Now, in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, this was written at approximately 63-64 A.D., that in the last days perilous times shall come. We're living in perilous times. You want to go to the beach? You want to fly in a plane? You want to drive your car? You want to go to the store? You're not safe anywhere you go, it seems. You go to church to worship God, supposedly, and a gunman comes in and shoots people up.
A gunman killed 9 people at a church in South Carolina. One other person was wounded.
It is unfathomable that somebody in today's society would walk into a church when people are having a prayer meeting and take their lives.
Amazing. Perilous times. Are we living in a time of war? Threat of atomic bomb? We'll see. Jesus said that if he did not return, things would get so bad that no flesh would be saved alive. That means all human beings and all living things. No flesh would be saved alive. But the good news is Christ is going to return. We'll get to that later. Here's the cause for men. Now, whenever you read the word men, this is the Greek plural for people, meaning men and women. For men shall be lovers of self. Isn't that the way it is today? Do whatever is right in your own eyes.
First, before you take a selfie, you want to make sure your hair is looking swell and your glasses are nice and clean. It's important to be as into yourself as possible at this point in time.
The Proverbs tell us that every way of a man or woman is clean in his own eyes. But God weighs the spirit and the heart. God also tells us that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Don't we see that happening to us today? Listen, we've got 7 billion people in the world all heading toward doing what they want to do because they love themselves. Lovers of money, braggarts, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Yes, no one knows the truth about the holiness of God. They believe that what they're doing is right, and that brings them into, as we will see, captives of Satan the devil. Let's read on. Without natural affection, implacable, slanderers, without self-control, savage, despisers of those who are good. Yeah, there are some people out there trying to do good, but even the good that they do turns out to be a disaster. One way or the other. Or, if something is really doing good, then someone comes along and takes it out. Almost seems to never fail. Betrayers, reckless, egotistical, lovers of pleasure. Nightclubbing, dancing, singing, movies, video games. You know, I saw an interesting picture sent to me. It was quite a thing. And here it was, a family reunion. And all of them were sitting around texting on their smartphones. And no one talking to anyone else. That was quite a picture. Talk about lovers of self. That is it. Rather than lovers of God. What does it mean to love God? We'll come back to that a little bit. But it means to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being. Do you do that? Is that your goal? You know, that's the whole purpose of Church at Home. We have Church at Home because, as you will see in this booklet, now you write for this booklet or order it online, Why Christianity is Failing in America, and yay, in the whole world. Look at Europe. Look at Britain. Look at what are the so-called Christian nations. And you see Christianity failing. Do you know the answer why? Well, this booklet will tell you. Let's go on here. Now notice verse 5. Having an outward appearance of godliness, oh, we're doing good things, but denying the power of true godliness. But as for you, turn away from all of these. That's what we are to do. We're to avoid them like the plague. Now let's see what has happened in an evolution of Britain and America, Northwestern Europe, and look at all the trouble they're having. And God prophesied through Moses that it would happen. But let's see, what is it that we have done? When you really analyze it, it started quite some years ago. Back in the 1920s, brought evolution into the schools, got rid of prayer in the schools, later got rid of the Bible in the schools, brought in secularism, sensualism, pleasure, sports, and a form of goodness without God. Now, how did that happen? Now, we virtually have a government without God. And in some ways, it's more Muslim than Christian. Now come back here to the book of Isaiah, chapter 5. As we come back there, let's understand this. God has given to each one of us independent, free moral agency. An acronym for that is IFMA. And everyone has to choose. And this goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. See, because God didn't make us robots or automatons. No way. He made us thinking. He wants us to choose because his plan is so great and so awesome that he wants us to choose his way, develop his character, develop his love. But as independent free moral agents, we must choose to do so. Now, Adam and Eve chose not to do so. And as a result, Satan the devil became the god of this world. Now, Satan the devil was the archangel that rebelled against God and took a third of the angels with him, who are now the demons. Those are the angels of Satan the devil. And the Bible shows us that Satan is actively deceiving the whole world. Let's pick it up here in verse 18. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin with cart ropes. Sounds almost like the modern rock concert that they have. Nothing but sin, sex, drugs, noise, entertainment, and not music to uplift you, but pounding music to go right through your body. You can add to that all the other kind of music that goes with it. Is that uplifting? Is that in accord with loving God? No, indeed. Verse 19, who say, let him hurry and hasten his work so that we may see it. And let the purpose of the Holy One of Israel draw near so that we may know. He did. He put it in the Bible. But how many people reject it? What about you? Now, there are various levels and degrees of rejecting. How much of the Word of God do you reject? See? Need to think about that. Ask yourself that. Do you consider yourself a good Christian? A lot of people do. But what's happening in the church is because Christianity is failing. Do you go to church on Sunday? Well, you need our booklets, Which Day is the True Sabbath of God, and A Sabbath Sunday Controversy You Have Never Read. Because if you go to church on Sunday, you, though you feel good about it, though the preacher may preach some good things about it, you are rejecting some of the commandments and words of God. And so everyone, as we read back there in 2 Timothy 3, has their part in bringing about what we see today. Because just like you breathe automatically and the law of gravity works automatically, the laws of God work automatically. And your choices beginning in here and your actions as a result of it externally from you all reflect whether you believe and obey God or not. Now, verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Those evil Ten Commandments. Well, what have you replaced it with? How is your society? How is your community? How is your education? What do you really know? Because the truth of the matter is this. If you don't know about the true God, you may have a great increase in knowledge. You may have many degrees from various colleges. You may understand many things in science, but if you don't understand the Word of God, what do you really have? And if you're fighting against God because of that, what is your life really? And always remember this. It's not how you start out. It's how you finish. Who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Everything is upside down, and that's what on earth is happening in the world. Continuing, woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. You go back, and we have read in Romans, the first chapter, how many times those who have rejected God have done what? Professed themselves to be wise ones. We know better than God. Those commandments are all archaic. Adultery is fine. Greed is fine. Sunday keeping is fine. Murder is acceptable. Oh, no, you may condemn that. But will you condemn abortion? Oh, well, that's a different story. See, you're wise in your own eyes.
When I was 16 years old, I went right to my mother and told her what was going on. And after she smacked me, she took me to go get an abortion. It was a very, like, uncomfortable, weird, sinful, shameful thing that I lived with for such a long time. But then as I got older and I started embracing the truth about reality and life and that we're floating around the universe on a wet marble, I'm like, this isn't really a big deal. If I got pregnant today, I would have to say that I would definitely have an abortion because of where my career is right now. It just wouldn't work for me to have a child right now. It is not a sin to have an abortion. What's a sin is bringing a child into this world that will not be cared for properly. And it's a sin to put your bodies even through the birthing process when it's something that you don't want. Now, nobody's going to tell me what to do with my body. Nobody.
Let's go on. Woe to them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle with strong drink. Add to that drugs. How many drug addicts do we have in America? Probably 60 to 70 million. Add to that all of those who are addicted to pharmaceutical drugs. And you're probably up to 150 million or more, which is nearly half the population of America. Think on that. Is that good? Is that being wise in your own eyes? Is that going against God? You need to ask those questions. These are serious questions. We are living in serious times. Now notice this. Talk about politicians everywhere in the world. In every country, whatever the setup is, here you go, who justify the wicked for a bribe. Yes, the equal, all of us peons down here at the dirt level. And the more than equal, all the privileged and the elite up here, you find it in the Clinton Foundation. All neatly wrapped together in lies and bribes. But they are untouchable. Who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as fire devours the stubble and the flame burns up the chaff, their roots shall be like rottenness and their blossoms shall go up like dust. You know? Just like the big fires that happen because of lightning. First we have drought for several years and it gets really dry. And then we have a storm with dry lightning. Boom! And hundreds of thousands of acres of forest are burned. All right? Keep that in mind. While I read this, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Imagine that. Now, you need our book, America and Britain, in prophecy. Because whether you know it or not, or whether you acknowledge the fact or not, our nations are the modern-day descendants of the children of Israel. So when you read in the Bible, in the Old Testament, concerning the children of Israel, especially in the last days, that's talking about us. Now, you're not going to find the name Britain, United Kingdom, France, Netherlands, Belgium, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Switzerland. You're not going to find the names there because in the end time, the names have changed. But we're still the people of God. Let me ask you a question. What is your name? Okay, write it down. There it is. If you change your name, does that change you to be a different person? Or are you not the same person? Likewise, with the children of Israel, the 10 northern tribes that were carried off into captivity in the 700s BC, went first over to the area of Media and Persia, migrated through Western Europe, and ended up in Western Europe and in the British Isles, now called the United Kingdom. Now, through the course of their travels through the centuries, their names changed, but did that change who they were? No, because changing the name did not change the genes and chromosomes which brought the progeny and descendants down to our day. So when you read in the Bible about the children of Israel, especially in the latter days, it is talking about America and Britain and Western Europe. Question: how are those countries today? And it also talks about the nations of the Middle East and all the turmoil and killing and wretchedness that goes on there, which goes back to Esau and Ishmael, and their descendants are the ones who are at the heart and core of many of the problems we see today. Interesting, isn't it? You need to understand what's in your Bible. So you write for the booklets that I've mentioned and the book that I've mentioned, and for you to start getting your life squared around, you need two major things. Number one, a book. The title is, Lord, What Shall I Do? What will you do with your life in a world that is like this? How are you going to live? How are you going to find God? Well, that's why we have church at home, so you can do it at home. Because you're not going to find him in the world, and you're not going to find him in the churches. And the other one is about water baptism. Because if you are desirous of accepting God's terms of coming out of this world by repenting and being baptized and loving God and keeping his commandments, you need that book. So we'll pick it up next time in Hosea, the 4th chapter, and see what on earth is happening in the world. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone, and thank you for inviting me into your home.